Kigoma has been a favorite destination for many Burundian refugees, or let's say migrants, for a long time, since decades. How is the situation in Tanzania?
The situation in Tanzania is very clear. When the refugees come in the country, there are some services which receive them. They register them, and afterwards they take them to the refugee camps. Afterwards, I guess you have heard, like me, that there are some countries which can come to take some refugees to, for example, to the USA, to Belgium, to Scandinavian countries. I think even Australia has this is the situation.
Who is in charge of the refugee camps? Who is responsible?
The responsibility for refugees is the United Nations, UNHCR, if I can express myself this way, mm-hmm. and the government of Tanzania. Mm-hmm. And Tanzania, it's not the first time that they host refugees. As you said before, Tanzania is receiving refugees from the independence, from the 60s. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are some different periods where you get peaks, like in 72, like in 93, like now, for example.
Some of the refugees, of the former refugees, have been accepted as Tanzanian citizens, and other ones have been repatriated. Was it their free will being repatriated, or would they have preferred to stay?
That's a very, very interesting question. As far as I know, when Tanzania, the Tanzanian government wanted to give the citizenship to these former refugees, these refugees who arrived in this country in 72, the government asked voluntarily to refugees who wanted to become Tanzanians and those who wanted to repatriate to go back home. So yes. Refugees were free to choose. Some have chosen to become Tanzanians, and as far as I know, I think there is a number of something like 162,000 former refugees who came in 72 who have been awarded the Tanzanian citizenship. Those who did not want to become Tanzanians, they have decided to return back to their home country. There was no forcing, no obligation. Yeah. To respond straight to your question, it was a voluntary decision, as far as I know.
The European Union suspended the aid to Burundi's government because they said that the human rights were violated, that there is ongoing violations of human rights. How do you see this situation, and how do you judge it personally?
I personally see it is scandalous. Why do I call it scandalous? Because the aid that the European Union was giving to the Burundian country was benefiting to the poor people. But the decision to take this money back, it affects the poor people. So it reinforces actually the poverty of the people in the country. Of course, the European Union, they have their right to take their decision, because the money they give to Burundi, it's an aid. So you give aid when you want to give it. One thing we should have to consider, to understand, is that the trauma in this country is high. Everyone has been affected in a way or another by these problems. So I think the international community should contribute to help the Burundian people have something that I can call justice. That when you kill, you are punished by the law. That the law does its work. Another way for the international community to help these people to come out of their problems is to help them to reduce the poverty. Poverty is one of the source of the problems that the country has. Of course, there are many other problems, but I only cite these two, justice and poverty alleviation. You go, for example, you talk to the people who have finished the university. I don't think even 10% of them have employment. Cutting the aid is finally telling the the Burundian people that there is no hope.